Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and the Masechus Megillah Daf Yud Ches, the second parak HaKor LeMafreya. The Zichu Masechus Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichu Chabura. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, after the Gemara completes explaining the order of the brachos in the Shemoneh Esrei, it states Mikan Ve'Elch Asur Lesaper B'Shvachu Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. From this point onward, it's forbidden to give over the praises of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the Lazar said, "What's the meaning of the following pasuk? Mi Amala Gvuras Hashem Yashmiya Kol Tihilaso." Who can speak of the mighty acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who can make heard all of His praise? The meaning is, L'min na'il l'mal gevuras Hashem, for who is it fitting to speak of the mighty acts of Hashem? L'mi sheyachol l'shmia kol tehillaso, one who's able to declare all of His praise. Since no one can do so, one cannot add more praises to the Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Bar Chana said in the name of Yochanan, Hamasapa shvachu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yos medai ne'akar min ha'olam. One who speaks too much of the praises of Hashem is uprooted from the world. Yehuda, from a certain village, expanded from the pasuk "Luchad Dumia Sehila," silence is your praise, that Samadakul Mashtuka, the best medicine of all is silence. When Rav Dimi came to Babel, he said in the Eretz Yisrael, they say, "Mil besela mashtuka besrein." If a word is worth one sela, silence is worth two. Point number two, the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph stated, "Va'alois Tushama Ashuris Yatza," and a foreigner who heard Megillah read in Ashuris, meaning Hebrew, has fulfilled his chiyuv even though he doesn't understand Hebrew. The Gemara asks how this can be, since he doesn't understand what is being read, and it answers, "Midi dehavi anashim ba'amei arts." That's just like the case of women on amei arts who fulfill their chiyuv even though they do not understand the Megillah. Ravina objected to this proof, asking, "Do we understand the words in the Megillah? Ha'ach shteranim b'nei ha'ramachim. No one knows what these words mean, yet we fulfill our chiyuv. Ela mitzvahs kriya parsuma nisa. Rather, the mitzvahs reading and publicizing the miracle. So too here, even when people do not understand, they fulfill their chiyuv because the mitzvah is the reading and publicizing the miracle." Rashi explains that even though they do not understand what they are hearing, they'll ask people who do understand, who will then explain the reading and tell them about the miracle. And pointing with you, the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph had stated, "Hakoras haMegillah Mafrei Lo Yatza." One who reads the Megillah out of sequence has not fulfilled his chiyuv. The Gemara here brings a brisa that teaches, "Hishmi ba korah pasuk echad lo yomer ekra es kula va'achu kach ekra osu pasuk." If the reader omitted one pasuk, he shouldn't say, "I'll continue on and read the entire Megillah to the end, and they'll go back and read that pasuk." Ela korma osu pasuk ve'elach. Rather, he should read from that pasuk until the end. The brisa continues, "Nignas l'beis ganesis u'matzah tzibur shekaro chetzya." If one entered a shul and found that the tzibur had already read half of the Megillah, he shouldn't say, "I'll read the second half with the tzibur, and then I'll go back and read the first half." Ela kora osa mitchilasa v'atzova. Rather, he must read it from the beginning until the end. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, after the Gemara completes explaining the order of the brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, it states, Mikan be'elach asu l'saper b'shvachu shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. From that point onward, it's forbidden to give over the praises of Kodesh Baruch Hu. For Belazar said, "What's the meaning of the following pasuk? Mi yamala gevuras Hashem yashmiya kol tehillaso. Who can speak of the mighty acts of Hashem? Who can make heard all of His praise?" The meaning is, "Mi na'il l'mala gevuras Hashem." For who is it fitting to speak of the mighty acts of Hashem? Mi sheyachol hashmiya kol tehillaso. One who is able to declare all of His praise. Since no one can do so, one cannot add more praises to the Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Bar Chana said in the name of Yochanan, "Hamasaper b'shvachu shel Kodesh Baruch Hu yos medai ne'akar min ha'olam." One who speaks too much of the praises of Hashem is uprooted from the world. Reviewed from a certain village, expanded from the pasuk "Luchad Dumia Sehila," silence is your praise. That Samadikula Meshtuka, the best medicine of all, is silence. When Rav Dina came to Babel, he said, "In Eretz Yisrael, they say Mila Besela Meshtuka Besrein. If a word is worth one sela, silence is worth two." Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph stated, "Hagloas Tushama Ashuris Yatza," and a foreigner who heard the Megillah read in Ashuris, meaning Hebrew, has fulfilled his chiyuv even though he doesn't understand Hebrew. The Gemara asks how this can be, since he doesn't understand what he's being read, and it answers, "Midi dehavi anashim b'amei arts." That's just like the case of a woman in amei arts who fulfilled their chiyuv even though they don't understand the Megillah. Ravina objected to this proof, asking, "Do we understand the words in the Megillah? Ha'ach hashtranim b'nei ha'ramachim. No one knows what these words mean, yet we fulfill our chiyuv. Ela mitzvahs kriya upersimenisa. Rather, the mitzvah is reading and publicizing the miracle. So too here, even when people do not understand, they fulfill their chiyuv because the mitzvah is the reading and publicizing the miracle." Rashi explains that even though they don't understand what they're hearing, they'll ask people who do understand, who will then explain the reading and tell them about the miracle. And pointing with you, the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph had stated, "Hakoras haMegillah Mafreya Lo Yatza." One who reads the Megillah out of sequence has not fulfilled his chiyuv. The Gemara here brings a brisa that teaches, "Hishmi b'hakore pasuk echad lo yomer ekra es kula v'achakach ekra osu pasuk." If the reader omitted one pasuk, he shouldn't say, "I'll continue on and read the entire Megillah to the end, and then I'll go back and read that pasuk." Ela korah osu pasuk ve'elach. Rather, you should read from that pasuk until the end. The Brisa continues, Nignas l'beisa knesses, umat tzibur shekrov chetzya. If one entered a shul and found that the tzibur had already read half of the Megillah, you shouldn't say, I'll read the second half of the tzibur and then I'll go back and read the first half. Rather, he must read it from the beginning until the end. All right, so now we go to our siman daf yud ches, and our standard siman is a chuppah, because ben yud ches or chuppah, someone who's 18 should go to chuppah, ideally, and also a ches sort of looks like a chuppah. So here goes. Some of the guests at the chuppah, where the rabbi was going on non-stop with praising Hashem, decided to head over to the Megillah reading next door, even though they didn't understand Hebrew, only to discover they had come in the middle. Once again, in slow motion. Some of the guests at the chuppah, that must be more daf yud ches. Some of the guests at the chuppah where the rabbi was going on non-stop with praising Hashem, which reminds us that after the Gemara completes explaining the order of the brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, it states that from this point onward, it's forbidden to give over the praises, the shvachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Elazar said, what's the meaning of the following pasuk? Mi yamalel gvuras Hashem yashmiya kol tehila so. For who is it fitting to speak of the mighty acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? L'mi sheyachol hashmiya kol tehila so. One who is able to declare all of his praise, since no one can do so, one cannot add more praises to the Shemoneh Esrei. Other drushes are brought as well. So, some of the guests of the chuppah where the rabbi was going on non-stop with praising Hashem decide to head over to the Megillah reading next door, even though they didn't understand Hebrew, which reminds the Mishnah on Dav Yud Zayin Amud Aleph stated, Bahalos Shoshama Ashuris Yatza, and a foreigner who heard the Megillah read in Ashuris, meaning Hebrew, has fulfilled his chib, even though he does not understand Hebrew. Ravina points out that there are some words in the Megillah that we don't understand, and yet we fulfill our chib. Ella, mitzvah kriya uparsima nisa. The mitzvah is reading and publicizing the miracles. So too here. Even when people do not understand, they fulfill their chiyuv because the mitzvah is the reading and publicizing the miracle. And Rashi explains that even though they do not understand what they're hearing, they will ask people who do understand, who will then explain the reading and tell them about the miracle. So, some of the guests of the chuppah where the rabbi was going on nonstop with praising Hashem decide to head over to the Megillah reading next door, even though they didn't understand Hebrew, only to discover they had come in the middle. Which reminds us, the Mishnah said, according to Megillah, l'mafrei lo yatza, one who reads the Megillah out of sequence has not fulfilled his chiyuv. If one misses a pasuk, he has to go back to that pasuk and read from there. And if he comes to shul when they're already halfway through the Megillah, he's not yotze, and he must start a kriya from the beginning. So once again, some of the guests at the chuppah, where the rabbi is going on non-stop with praising Hashem, decide to head over to the Megillah reading next door, even though they didn't understand Hebrew, only to discover they had come in the middle. All right, now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf Yadol. So the simmer Daf Yadol is a hand, and we use a juggler. So here goes. The Purim Party juggler. Juggler. That must be more on Daf Yadol. Yad. Hand. The Purim Party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger, which reminds us of the Pasuk in Megillah states, but Yasa Melchis Tabato. The king removed his signet ring. Rabbi Abba Bar Kanna said that greater was the removal of the signet ring than the 48 Nevim and the 7 Nevios who prophesied to Israel. For the Nevim were unable to return the Jewish people to do good, whereas the removal of the signet ring did return the Jewish people to good. So, the Purim Party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger and had plenty of time to perform, since there was no challah, which reminds the Gemara states that the only innovation the Nevi'im made was Kriyas and Megillah based on the Kal Vachomer of saying Shira from leaving Avdus Techeres and Yitzim Sitzrayim, and all the more so from going from Misa the Chaim. The Gemara then gives three reasons why challah is not recited on Purim, one being that Kriyas and Megillah is a form of challah. So, the Purim Party juggler who wore a signet ring on every finger and had plenty of time to perform, since there was no Hallel, wowed the room full of boys dressed as Nevi'im and the seven girls dressed as Nevi'os, and gave first prize for best costume to the girl dressed up as a weasel. Which reminds the Gemara discusses the 48 Nevi'im and lists the seven Nevi'os, bringing proofs of how we know that they were Nevi'os. And it brings the Maisa when Yoshi HaMelech went to Huldah and explains how he could have done so while Yirmiyahu HaNavi was around. Daf Tezvav. So the Simmer Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The prominent royal servant who had secret messages in a fruit bowl, that must be Moran Daf Tezvav, Tu Bishvat, fruit bowl. The prominent royal servant who had secret messages in a fruit bowl, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that Hasuk was Daniel, and he was called Hasuk either because Shekhasuk Magduazo, because he had cut him down from his great stature, he no longer held the high position that he had while serving Belshazzar, Daryavesh, and Koresh. Shmuel said he was called Hasuk, Shekhod Divrei Malchus Nechtachin Alpiv, because all the kingdom's affairs were decided by him. So, the prominent royal servant who had secret messages in a fruit bowl was shocked when he saw his queen enter the Chamber of Idols with a grim look on her face, which reminds us that the Shekhinah left Esther when she entered the Chamber of Avodah Zorah, and she said, Kaili, Kaili, lama za'avtani, my God, why have you forsaken me? Shema tadan al shogeg kamezid, perhaps you're treating a shogeg like a mezid, vala ones karatzon, or a sin committed under coercion like one done willingly. Rashi explains that Esther was saying to Kosh Baruch that even though she was going to Akashverosh, on her own choice she was really being coerced, given her desire to save the Jewish people, or was it because she disrespected Achashverosh by calling him a dog? So the prominent royal servant who hid secret messages in a fruit bowl was shocked when he saw his queen enter the Chamber of Idols with a grim look on her face as she carried a fruit bowl with an invitation to her suda for the king and his second in command. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings many possible reasons as to Esther's motivation for inviting Haman as well to the suda. And when Eliel was asked which reason was the real reason, he said that she went in for all the reasons that were mentioned by all the Tanaim and all the Amoraim. Dav Tezayin. So the Simur Dav Tezayin is toes. So here goes. The acrobat with the big toes. Toes? That must be more on Dav Tezayin. The acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip getting onto a horse, which reminds us that the Gemara goes through Haman's downfall from becoming Mordechai's barber and bath attendant to being kicked as Mordechai stood on him to get on the horse to his daughter's dumping the chamber pot on him and her jumping to her death. So the acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip getting onto a horse and then jumped onto his brother's neck, which reminds us, the Gemara gives an account of the reconciliation between Yosef and his brothers and how he wept on Binyamin's necks, which is a reference to the two temples that will be in Binyamin's portion and eventually destroyed. And Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck, a reference to the Mishkan of Shiloh, which was to be in Yosef's territory and eventually destroyed. So the acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip, getting onto a horse, and then jumped onto his brother's neck, finished his act by sliding down a long pole or reciting 10 names in one breath. Which reminds us, the 10 names of Haman and the word Aseres are to be read by the Megillah reader B'Nishima Achas in one breath, since their souls departed at the same moment, and the letter Vav in the name Vayezasa should be elongated like a long pole, since they were hung on a long pole, one above the other. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simur Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman. Used car salesman? That must be more in Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years, learning how to sell, which reminds us that the bottom of Daf Tezayin on the base, Rav said in the name of Yitzhak Rashmo Bar Marsa, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mekibud Ava Aim Torah, learning is greater than honoring one's father and mother. Shekol Osim Shanim She Yaakov Avinu Beveis Eivor Lan Enosh. Since all the years that Yaakov Avinu was in the house of Eivor, he wasn't punished, even though during that time he didn't honor his parents. The Gemara goes through the calculation of Yaakov's years based on the Torah giving over at Yishmael's age. So the used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years learning how to sell told his customers they should never read the car manual backwards, which reminds us the opening mission of the second parak states, HaKoreis HaMegillah Mefreya Yatza, one who reads the Megillah out of order is not Yotze. The Gemara asks for the source, and after rejecting the first answer, brings the following pasuk, V'yamim ha'ela nizkarim v'nasim, and these days shall be remembered and celebrated. Iskish zikir l'asiyah. The Megillah makes a hekesh between remembering and celebrating. Ma'asil l'mafreya lo, af zikir l'mafreya lo. Just as a celebration cannot be performed out of order, you can't have the 15th come before the 14th, so to the remembrance referring to the Megillah reading cannot be done out of order. So, the used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years, learning how to sell, told his customers they should never read the car manual backwards, and that they better say their prayers in order if they want to have a safe drive. Which reminds, the Gemara goes to the reason of the order of the brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, based on Psukim, and begin with the brach of Avos, which is based on Hobu Hashem B'nei Elim, declared to Hashem the sons of the powerful, referring to the powerful ones of the earth, who are the Avos. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.